Welcome to another episode of The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes, the storytelling show that features The Clearing, where all good questions come to get asked and all good stories come to be told, and where all my guests have two things in common. They're all creative individuals and all with an interesting story to tell. There are some lovely storytelling metaphors. A clearing, a tree, a juicy storytelling exercise called 5-4-3-2-1, some alchemy, some gold, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. So it's all to play for. So yes, welcome to The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin. Okay, now we're on to the squirrels. May I throw you a squirrel, Christine?
Oh, yes.
It doesn't matter if you don't catch it, but
no,
squirrels. So
don't tell me I can't.
In fact, I've
catch
got a slide
it.
For the squirrels. Look at that.
Oh, aren't they gorgeous?
I've just revealed a big slide of some squirrels. Apparently, they look like that when they encounter a particularly spectacular nut.
Oh.
So there you go. So squirrels, borrowed from the film Up, these are, what are your two squirrels? What in your life never failed to stop you in your track, sometimes called shiny object syndrome? Oh. What never fails to stop you in your tracks, Chris?
Sunset.
Beautiful.
A sunset, a beautiful sunrise sunset. That entry and departure of the warmth of the sun, I just find that's life, isn't it? We have sunrises and then we have sunsets.
And here you are in your sunflower yellow garb today.
Yeah.
That's a great squirrel, a sunset.
Yes.
Wonderful. Any particular place on the planet you remember a favourite sunset?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, where I've travelled all around Europe. I think my most exciting adventure was going across Russia to Siberia and from Siberia out to the Altai Mountains by the Mongolian border. That first trip was organised as a 14 of us, which was hysterical, Americans, you name it, wanting showers and lifts and hotels and whatnot. But 2 years later, I thought, I haven't connected. I've been a tourist and I'm not a tourist. So I went back by myself.
And what year was this? Or how
2002.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And the photos, honestly, Chris, you had someone on your podcast as a very famous photographer. And I've got photos there way out in the Altai Mountains.
Yes.
That you won't get again. I don't know who will be allowed to wander around with a camera like I did.
And by all means, send a photograph as well. And when I talk about your episode, I'll put, this is your sunset, your outer Mongolian sunset, which is beautiful.
It'll be that, or it might be the storm, because we wanted to go to Mount Baluka as the mother mountain. She's the sacred mountain. People do pilgrimages. She's there with her two peaks of her daughters. And they actually had the research station there. We couldn't get there by horse, which is normally the way you go. So they decided to hire a helicopter. Chris, I got to send you a picture of this helicopter. You go to this disused airfield with this wreck of a helicopter sitting in a field.
Good luck.
No doors that shut, two pilots. So you're sat there and this thing does take off and then you're going and you hit this storm. I mean, the black clouds. There was no way we could do that. So we had to divert across the border into the following country. But, you know, he landed in a meadow and no human had been there.
Wow.
There was no path to it. It was just a safe plan. The natural streams, the flowers, and I thought, this is heaven on earth. Look what we do to it.
Yep, flopped in a rickety helicopter into a field that no man has ever landed in before.
Yeah, I got a picture of me sitting there.
In the meadow.
Yes, with a helicopter in the backbone. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm glad it got you back.
Yeah, I'm here.
Like it was a bit hairy as to whether it would take off again. That's a great squirrel wrapped in sunsets of glory.
Okay.
And now you're allowed a second squirrel. So squirrel, next one.
Oh, I had a cataract, or two cataracts done, because you sort of do that. And I think you don't realise how your vision gets blurred. And suddenly to look at a dandelion in all its glory, I will just sit and look at it. And you think, we're surrounded by these things, but life is such a place we do not stop and look. Who is it? We don't have time to wander and look at the daffodils or something. That's in Windermere, isn't it?
It sounds a bit T.S. Eliot as well.
It's something, you know.
Lonely as a cloud.
Yeah.
Come across a bunch of daffodils is the main gist of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what I do now. If I'm out for a walk, I'll suddenly see a flash of colour. It could be a bird, it could be a flower, it could be a tree, it could be a cloud, it could be anything.
I love that.
And it's just saying, we're surrounded like this, and we're too busy. And it's, you know, it's go, 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 go. We do not replenish our batteries like we used to. We don't.
That is such sage-like advice and a really happy, optimistic warning to us all. Mm-hmm. And just the comedian me is saying, I can see clearly now my cataracts are gone. Yes. But then there's a dandelion there going in all its glory.
Yeah. So that's...
So sunsets and dandelions are wonderful squirrels. Thank you so much. That's okay. Just beautiful storytelling right there.
And yellow jackets and... friendly squirrels, yeah.
And I'm very happy you're excited to see my squirrel. I say my family think I'm a complete loony that I whip out the
gorgeous, the and I love those.
So there you are. You are a spectacular nut is what the joke is there as well. So back to your beautiful slide there. And now a quirky or unusual fact about you, Christine Marsh. We couldn't possibly know about you until you tell us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My father, as a military officer, had ordered a son. Right. The certificates in India had to be filled out with Anthony Eden's signature very quickly to claim British citizenship.
Yeah.
So he came and William Richard was already written in. I must have been a rebel from conception. Nobody's going to tell me that I can't be a girl or whatever. I don't know.
Yes.
But
I've just understood he ordered a son and then out pops Christine. Yeah. Sorry, I got a bit lost there.
Yeah. Without the necessary appendages.
Of course.
So you've got, you know, that was a big shock, but no girl's name at all. I mean, it just was not in his... Do you know what he said? I don't care. Oh, sorry. I'm humming it up here because you've got to laugh or cry. I don't care what anyone else calls it. I'm going to call it Bill.
Good grief.
So the William became Bill. My mother concurred. My sister concurred. My sister's children, if you go onto Facebook, they'll be saying Auntie Bill. My school friends, Jane, who I met at 15, I'm Bill to all her children. I'm a godmother to my lovely Adam. So I have Jill and then my dear friend Jane. Jane Whitmore, who has stuck with me, and I'm Bill to her family. Colin refused to call me Bill, but you know what he called me? Chris. Well, you know, Christine. So I never had Christine used in my presence. I was not, except my uncle, my old uncle Fred. He told my father off when I must have been about 12, something like that. I said, how dare you?
Yes, I was going to say, how dare you
call this beautiful young child growing into going to be an amazing woman, Bill. And he was the first one who called me Christy.
And he would have got on quite well with Henry VIII, your dad, I think.
Well, it was a sad story, but there you go.
Have you ever made peace with that? I mean, I know that it's an affectionate moniker to call you Bill now.
No, it wasn't.
But with your dad, that's deeply damaging and toxic.
What he wanted, you know, you talk a lot about collaboration, Chris. Well, he wanted competition, right? He took me as a young girl, as a mascot, to boxing matches. And I would sit in the front row being splattered by blood smashed hell out of each other. And I thought, why has life got to have winners and losers? This is ridiculous. We can collaborate, surely. So all the work that I do within, or I've done within organisations, right up till very recently, well, before COVID, I was working over in Poland, do a lot of work in Germany. All that had to stop. But people call me in, what exactly do you do? You haven't asked me. But basically, we don't know what she does, but she sorts things.
Yes.
You know, whatever it is. So the facilitation has been an integral part of what I've done, as well as standard, you know, standing up and spouting my stuff kind of thing.
And is there forgiveness with your father, as in how you think back on that? Because that's such an extraordinary sort of ignorant
denial. Yeah, but you see the things that, you know, you talk about kids with self-harm. I don't know if any parents are out there that are having to deal with that, or anybody who wants the pain of self-harm or to get out of doing something you don't want to do. And I'd run in a relay race in Singapore And I was number three in what the circuit was. And our best girl was number four, you know. And all I had drummed, and Christine, get the baton to her. You must get to the baton her. We've got to win this relay race. So I put spurt on, gave her the baton, and she came in second. I thought, oh, about that. But there was a talent scout, and he went up, because my father never watched me. But went up to my mum and said, do you realise the speed your daughter's just run at? That's amateur athletic speed. She should be in Malaysia. We've got the thing. She should be on our relay team. And you know what he did? He immediately bought me the best pair of spike shoes in Singapore, Raffles Hotel. Have you been there,
yes,
Chris?
Yes, I have actually.
Well, you know the cricket field is still there. Well, they used to have like a circuit. So next thing, I'm running with this guy and he starts talking. And I thought, well, what? I'm not quite certain what I'm here for. And he speeded up and I speeded up quite naturally. Anyway, he came back and Dad had been timing me. So they then got this girl, trying to think Kim something or other, who was their top person. And they said, Christine, or Bill, whatever, we want you to have a run round with her. And I thought, you're not being very friendly, because she was deliberately speeding up. And I thought, you know, don't tell me I can't keep up with you. You're not going to leave me behind. And I kept up with her. So the next thing, I'm on the team to go to Kuala Lumpur to compete. Yeah. Can you imagine what that relay team felt like?
Yes. I love the idea, you're not going to leave me behind. You must have had such courage in that.
Thigh snorting, that's not what I did.
I'm staggered and floored by your father's outlook. That's extraordinary. And, you know, I hope you found some redress.
Well, what I did, because I wasn't going to run, I was not going to go into competition. That wasn't what I wanted. There had to be a way of collaborating. I knew that as a young child.
Yeah.
I thought, well, if I scratch the back of my leg, I won't be able to run. Well, in Singapore, we were up on something called, it's Pasir Panjang, they were hit, and they had shingle hills.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if I scrape myself a little bit, then I can't run. Now, this is self-harm, I hadn't realised. But Chris, you sit at the top, but you don't realise when you're on shingle, you keep going. So I'm down there, I get to the bottom, I've taken the skin from the back of my knee up to my butt off. I mean, I'd done serious damage. That was a bit dramatic not to run in a relay. He never forgave me for that.
Wow. As I say, I hope you've redressed it, because that's such an extraordinary revelation as to, you know, the true nature of the man that was your father. Mm-hmm. So that's almost like a, just let that float out there. Mm-hmm. We have shaken your tree. Hurrah!
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
If optimising your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And now we stay in your clearing, which is that wonderful Zen place within your own headscape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's beautiful music playing as well. Next, we're going to talk about alchemy and gold. So when you're at purpose and in flow, mm-hmm. Christine March, business chief facilitator, international speaker,
Ta-da!
What are you absolutely happiest doing in what you're here to reveal to the world?
I think looking at someone and seeing potential.
Beautiful.
And thinking, oh, you could blossom. Do you know women say, oh, I'm only A, I just do this, and they demean what they do.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, don't do that. You've project managed Christmas lunch, for goodness sake. You know, you've done amazing things, but this, I'm only A,
yes,
just drives me scatty because nobody's an only A.
Yes.
Everybody has got their own gifts and things that you develop. So I've now got clients who are on LinkedIn who were the young sprogs, and they are now top notch and we're still in contact. I get so much pleasure from seeing their capabilities they had. I didn't have the capabilities, but if you allow somebody the opportunity or the space or the encouragement,
yes,
what comes out is magic.
Yes. What's so wonderful is you haven't played it forward with your own conditioning. You are just a revelation in trying to nurture and help others despite your own background.
Well, I can't do anything about it, so.
And seeing potential and redressing the idea of non-assertive language choices and self-limiting beliefs and just realising full potential in all that you come across.
That sounds very impressive. I didn't know I did that.
You are very impressive, and yes, you do that. Hurrah. I'm going to award you with a cake now. That's something else I can give you. Have a cake.
Oh, so thank you.
Let's talk about cake. So do you like cake,
yes,
Christine Marsh?
Yes, yes.
And what's your favourite type of cake?
Dundee cake.
I like that. A bit of Scottish Dundee cake.
Yeah. Right?
Lovely. So the Dundee cake shall be yours.
Right.
At this moment, it's a metaphorical cake, but I hope to be able to send you an actual Dundee
now,
cake.
Now, look, it's no good without a piece of cheese.
Oh, oh. Donkeys in common when we talk about animals with long noses and furry ears. And yes, I love cheese with either ginger cake or Dundee cake.
I go together.
They do. And it's quite an unusual thing. But yes, cheese with Dundee cake shall be yours. Now you get to put a cherry on the cake with stuff like, what's a favourite? And you've given us many delicious quotes already. But what's a favourite inspirational quote, Christine Marsh, that's always given you succour and pulled you towards your future?
Oh, dear. What is it? Nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent. And that's Eleanor Roosevelt, bless her.
Lovely quote.
Mm.
Just say it again, just to deliberately reincorporate.
Nobody, and I am meaning this, nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent. Just tell them to get lost.
Perfect. With the gift of hindsight, what notes, help or advice might you proffer to a younger version of yourself, Christine?
Oh, don't give in to other people's judgments. Don't try to conform to what their wishes are. Be yourself.
Again, beautifully succinct and a perfect mantra to help pull us all towards our future.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. I'll just ask another question now. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given by somebody else that's helped you?
Oh, gosh. Trust your intuition. Go with that inner voice. Even though the analogy of fire, people try and dampen you, they try and put it out. Never, ever let that spark go out.
And we talked about spark and fire. Mm-hmm. I said that at the beginning. Do you want to just tell us the quick story? Well, you don't do it quickly, but the idea of your lovely analogy or allegory of matches and about in order to shine, you need to burn.
You see, when in the book, I talk about the elements, right? So you have wind, you have water, you have, what's the other one? Wind, water and something. Anyway.
Fire.
Fire. But there's four.
Earth.
Earth, thank you.
Yeah.
So I do cover that is fundamental because we're part of it. You know, we're made up of the same component bits, to be honest. Anyway, fire then was in one of my presentations. I'm talking about sometimes the forest fire is needed, and that destruction when you sit there, like after Colin died, and you're just looking at this black land thinking, what can possibly grow anywhere when I'm feeling like this? Some seeds will only germinate in intense heat. So those little seedlings that come up need that for your rebirth and your development. So fire is the transformational element. But a lot of people don't take it further to see it as a transformational factor.
Yes.
It's a destructive or whatever, and it isn't. It gives you warmth. But in Gloucester, we had the St. Morland's Match Factory.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was that lovely rasping noise.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And now the youngsters don't do that now, do
yes.
they? They don't strike matches. You even to light. How many people have fires now? They have central heating. To be out in the woods, come on, Chris, did
yes.
you ever do that?
Definitely, go feral.
Did you?
A bit of chaffing wood and striking matches, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, that combustion is change.
Yes.
And you have to go through combustion sometimes.
So glimmers of light, even in the darkness,
yeah.
and germination
yeah.
through adversity.
Yes.
Oh, lovely stuff. We're ramping up to Shakespeare in a moment to talk about legacy. But just before we get there, this is the pass the golden baton moment, please. So who would you most like to pass the golden baton along to in order to keep the golden thread of the storytelling going now that you've experienced this from within?
You see, I've got two contenders. The one young woman who is in the book who has overcome adversity, but you want famous people who've made it or not?
It's whoever you think would most like to be given or passed along, because it's your golden
yeah.
thread of storytelling.
I think the key thing is she is the one who was told you'd never make your dream, and she's done it despite people telling her what she couldn't do. But I don't think she'd come to be interviewed. I don't think she'd be comfortable doing that. She
okay.
just gets on with it. The other person is Dr. Ingram, Anjali Ningram, who I think would be the one I'd nominate it to.
Sure.
So she has had a consultancy business. I met her at a conference in Warsaw. I just love the polymath, is it, of what she does.
Yes, a polymath, someone who can't just do one thing, has to do many, many things.
I'm one of those as well.
You are a polymath,
degree.
Absolutely.
But where we got on so well was, in addition to doing really serious consultancy work with big names, she had something called a NEM school, and she goes out into deprived villages and ensures that youngsters get some education.
Yeah.
She's an amazing woman, and she's just retaking up painting herself now. But she came and visited me. Chris, Stowe in the Wold is a magnet. People want to come, I'm sure, to see Stowe in the Wold. And by the way, Christine lives there. No, it's maybe not quite like that. But
it's the Queen of Stowe in the Wold. It is.
It's just a lovely part of the world
yeah.
where people can come.
Yes.
And it's all on your doorstep. So if you can't be happy there, you won't be happy anywhere.
Love that. That's a great advert for Stowe in the Wold.
Yeah.
What do you buy these Stowe in the Wold tourists?
Yeah, so I think she would be the one.
And now, thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. Inspired by Shakespeare and all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players,
mm-hmm.
this is borrowing from the seven ages of man stroke woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we're way beyond, we're 84 on to 90, 190 and beyond. So how, when all is said and done, wind you forward 30 years, would you most like Christine Marsh to be remembered?
She didn't know the meaning of can't.
Boom.
Am I?
Yes, that'll do. And you, may I say, you're a trailblazer in that regard. And, you know, by the time you're 90, you're going to be the key global influencer on living life to the full for the over 50s. Nobody stuffs your ego. That's great.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So now we're going to do a very exciting thing, which is called show us your QR code, please.
Whoa!
More excitement. So if you'd like to connect, obviously, with Christine Marsh online, your website is thechristinemarsh.com. And I know exactly why you've called it that, because there is only one thechristinemarsh.com.
Thank you, sir.
And then Jo, my lovely studio assistant, is now going to show you your QR code, please, which is...
How do I use these things?
Well, it's flashing up on screen now. So if you're watching this online and you'd like to just scan the QR code, it will take you straight, not to your house in Stone the World, transformed. No, it'll take you there. So just talk us through what people can find at christinemarsh.com.
What you'll find there is basically the redefined services that I'm offering. Right, because I used to do big project with big company players and been to Moscow and Rome and Italy and you name it. They've sent me all over. I'm very fortunate to have had that trust because I don't have all the letters after my name to say I've studied this or been to that university.
Yeah.
My experience is what learning comes from experience and wisdom comes from. No, wisdom comes from experience, isn't it?
Yes, you've
learning, given the brilliant, not knowledge comes
the
from
Terry the Terry Pratchett quote you
yes,
wanted to reincorporate.
Yes. Could you read it for me?
I certainly can. In the book, which we're going to do a special bit about in a section, but knowledge comes from learning, wisdom comes from experience.
Yeah.
That's a Terry Pratchett quote.
It's a brilliant one.
And another epicentric quote I loved when we first spoke is your Leonardo da Vinci quote, which is blazing on your website. Just remind everybody what that is.
Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. I will go in where you've had top companies employing high flyers and I go in and I think, but you've missed the fact you haven't fought the forklift driver hasn't been trained. You've missed the fact that the person who's buying something on a heat sealer hasn't told the operators. So the bags are being sealed at too high a temperature and they split. You know, to me, it's detective work.
Yes, things that can't.
It's not obvious.
Readily be seen.
But because my brain isn't cluttered with formats or this is the way and these are the questions you ask and everything, I cut through all that.
And anywhere else on the internet, people can come and find you. So you can talk about your newsletter.
I'm on YouTube as well. And you come up as Christine Marsh, the Christine Marsh, Facebook, and you name it. So, but what I am in the midst of rebranding because... The project work now, I leave to the youngsters coming in that they've got the energy. I now have streamlined it. And the thing that I think is the core to everything I do is facilitation. Now, facilitation is just making things easier. It doesn't mean you go in with a solution. You go in and you provide an environment where people actually work through with a little bit of nudge here and there, but most of the time you allow them to do the exploration rather. And so facilitation, I'm looking for anybody, either an individual who's hit a point in their life where they're not certain whether they're going to jump or they're waiting to be pushed or this path or that path. And I use something called the self model. And that's something I use, which is clarity on situation, acknowledging the emotions, looking at the logic and getting that separated from assumptions, and that's quite difficult. And then the future. You've got three options. Put up with it and shut up, right? See who will collaborate with you because you can't do it by yourself. And the third one really is spreading the word out there and being prepared to ask for help. People, you know, they moan and groan, but they don't come to any resolution, and I can't cope with that. There has to be a better way.
Beautifully put, and very reminiscent of the quote I love about facilitation, which is the best resource a good facilitator can bring into the room is themselves. It's the art of facilitation being enablement to get things working more smoothly and better.
Well, Chris, that's your area of expertise. So, you know, sometimes you would love to have your five Benneth, and the hard thing is to let them work it through.
Yes. As this has been your moment in the sunshine in the Good Listening To show, we are going to do a Captain's Log supplemental about your book in just a second. But in this part of the programme, as this has been your moment in the sunshine of the Good Listening To show, Stories of Distinction and Genius, is there anything else you'd like to say, Christine Marsh?
I would like to say you only have the moment. You can't change the past. You can't determine the future. You can plan it, but you know what happens then. Please savour every single moment. It is the presence. That's all you've got, mate, because one minute somebody you love is there and the next minute they're gone. Something you thought you could do, you've now become old and you can't. So grab and live the moment.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the queen of Still in the World, who is Christine Marsh. Thank you so much for being here. There is the Captain's Log supplemental, as I'm describing, coming up soon. Okay. If you'd like a conversation about being in the show too, there's another QR code coming up. Thank you, the lovely Joe in the other room. This is to, well, thegoodlisteningtoshow.com is the main website. Legacy Life Reflections, it's far from over yet. There's no morbid intention with that, but legacylifereflections.com is a very particular special series strand of the show to record either your story or the story of somebody near, dear or close to you for posterity. Again, no morbid intention, but lest we forget before it's too late. So two websites, legacylifereflections.com, which is a special series strand within the Good Listening To show anyway. But also, if you'd like to talk about telling your story and amplifying your brand by being my guest here on LinkedIn, just get in touch and we'll have a conversation. Thank you so much. I've been Chris Grimes. This has been Christine Marsh. Nice. Hang on for a Captain's Log about your good book in just a second. Anything else you'd like to say?
I think you meet somebody along life's path that you instantly connect with. Chris has got the same donkey in his head that I have, which is delightful to know there's other people that see that. But seriously, you're very special, Chris, and you're offering a service that people should be grateful for. And if you get the opportunity to sit in this chair, you're mad if you don't take it.
Thank you. That's wonderfully generous of you. So thank you very much indeed.
Ta-da.
That's Christine Marsh. I'm Chris Grimes. Good night. You've been listening to The Good Listening To show with me, Chris Grimes. If you'd like to be in the show too, or indeed gift an episode to capture the story of someone else with me as your host, then you can find out how, care of the series strands at the goodlisteningtoshow.com website. And one of these series strands is called Legacy Life Reflections. If you've been thinking about how to go about recording your life story or the life story of somebody close to you for posterity, but in a really interesting, effortless and creative way, then maybe the Good Listening To show can help. Using the unique structure of the show, I'll be your host as together we take a trip down memory lane to record the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 of either your or their life story. And then you can decide whether you go public or private with your episode. Get in touch if you'd like to find out more. Tune in next week for more stories from the clearing. And don't forget to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts. So your wonderful book, the wisdom of which you've been imparting all the way through, Flashpoint Transformation, Life's Choices. Are you, the big enigmatic question, are you ready to jump or waiting to be pushed?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell us the story behind the story of your collective shared wisdom of this book. And then I'm going to invite you, once you've spoken about it, to read an extract of your choice from it.
Okay. The key thing was that, please remember, having been called stupid because I couldn't read, I can talk. I think you've got the gist of that. So, you know, in addition to the consultancy, facilitation, public speaking, I just give me an audience and I'm in my element. And obviously then the writing of the book was my biggest fear, because I can gauge when I'm with a human being, whether they're vibing positively or negatively or whatever's it. Once you put it in writing, you have no control of how people interpret it. And that scared me. And I knew the critic would come. Now, my lovely Richard Shepherd, yes, phoned me up and he said, sack the editor, Christine. I said, were you talking to her? Because I had to control that. I designed it. I wrote it. I did it. That's my baby. Right. I had the help of some graphic designs, putting colours and whatnot. But basically, that is my lifeblood. I didn't want to write a business book on that one. It had to be very personal. It was my gift, really, to try and nudge people to look at themselves and what they really wanted. And did they have to rekindle a dream? And Richard phoned me up and he said, sack the editor. And I said, oh, I'm delighted. He said, pardon. I said, it means you've, Richard, you've got to page 80. And there was one error there. Can you find it on page 80?
Page 80.
It's is or in. It's one letter.
Okay.
And he spotted
it. Will you use your energy in a positive and productive
rather
way?
Rather than is.
Rather than energy is a positive and productive.
Now, I pretended, sorry, Richard, that was a deliberate just for you, but actually it was a genuine error. That book did not exist. I designed it, I wrote it, I got a lovely guy, Andy, who's known me for years down in Swansea doing it. And basically I've got boxes to sell. And people who've got it, I can't believe what they've taken from it. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to be the nudge and inspiration that there were things there that they are capable of doing.
And if I may give the book a compliment, I think it's so accessible because it's suffused with beautiful storytelling. And it's accessible because it's only 90 pages long.
Yeah.
And you can read it on a train journey. I did that yesterday.
Really?
And I thought it was fantastic.
Oh.
And it is suffused with wisdom.
Well, the attention span now is it's a matter of minutes, isn't it? You know, yes. This scrolling that we do in life now.
It's a sincere compliment because I'm terrible at business books.
Okay.
But I loved this. So Flashpoint Transformation, Life's Choices, Ready to Jump or Waiting to be Pushed by Christine Marsh, who we know, and there's something slightly different here, a catalyst for change and an inspirational speaker. So would you like to read, this is your moment to put it on a metaphorical plinth within the clearing as the captain's log supplemental.
Yeah. This is up in India and one of my memories was lying in the forest floor and the suns were beams were filtering and all those little, you know, motes or something that you see in sunlight. And I think our minds like that. If you've got this man that jumps all over the place, you know, how do you capture all those little sparkly bits and turn them into something of value that lasts into daylight?
And you call these fireflies of your mind, don't you?
Yeah, something like that. It's I've tried to put at the beginning quotes that have meant something to me. And I think the rekindling one is I have to take a risk and jump. I have to take a chance. Otherwise, I will never know what I can achieve. Christine Marsh.
Lovely.
So that's mine.
Yeah.
This one, in everyone's life, and this is very important because you've come into mine, at everyone's life, at some time, your inner flame goes out. It's then burst into flame by an encounter with another human being. We should all be thankful for the people who rekindled the inner spark.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to say about the book?
Just if you want a copy, it's available on my website. I haven't put it on Amazon. I had a thing about Amazon. Yeah. So you have to come to me if you would like a copy. It's also in audio because some people like to listen while they're driving, things like that. But it's tactile. It's a book to pick up and dip in and out of.
Wonderful. So you can get that at thechristinemarsh.com. So again, thank you so much for listening. This has been a Captain's Log Supplemental. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you for listening. Good night.